In 1967, the Philco Ford Corporation produced a short film called 1999 AD. It showed a housewife of the future shopping from home on a television screen, sending electronic mail, and paying bills through a home computer terminal. The husband commutes via a personal aircraft. The children learn from an interactive screen. The family eats food preserved by irradiation. This film was made before humans landed on the moon. They got the internet right, the email right, the online shopping right, and the food irradiation partially right. But they completely missed that the wife would also have a job. I am Retro Future, and today we are visiting the year 1999 as imagined by the past. The most consistent prediction about the future from every era is personal flight. The 1950s were absolutely obsessed with flying cars. Popular Mechanics ran a cover story almost every year promising them within a decade. The Jetsons aired in 1962 and made it seem inevitable. Here is why it never happened, and it is embarrassingly simple. Flying is loud. A flying car over a suburb would generate about 100 decibels, roughly the volume of a chainsaw. Nobody wants a chainsaw flying over their house at 7 a.m. The technology was achievable. The noise was not socially acceptable. The future was killed by acoustics. But here is what blows my mind. The things they did not predict were far more revolutionary than the things they did. Nobody in 1967 predicted that the most transformative technology of 1999 would be a search engine run by two graduate students from Stanford. Nobody predicted that the phone in your pocket would replace cameras, maps, encyclopedias, record stores, newspapers, and alarm clocks simultaneously. Nobody predicted social media. The actual future was not about physical technology at all. It was about information technology. And that is the blind spot every era has. They imagine the future as a shinier version of their present. Faster cars, bigger planes, taller buildings. They never imagine entirely new categories of experience. There is a lesson in this for right now in 2026. We are doing the same thing. Our predictions about AI are heavily influenced by what AI looks like today. Chatbots, image generators, coding assistants. But the transformative AI applications are probably in categories that do not exist yet. Things we cannot imagine because we are trapped in our own present. 50 years from now, someone like me will look back at our predictions and laugh at what we got right, cringe at what we got wrong, and marvel at the things we never saw coming. I am Retro Future. The future is always weirder than you think.